Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, listeners should be aware of unsettled weather for the next few days. Today, the chance for showers and thunderstorms remain possible this afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy with a high temperature of 77 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low near 70. And on Tuesday, very warm weather begins to move into the area, sunny and hot with a high near 98 degrees, heat index values as high as 105, south wind 7 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 26 miles per hour. And in the news for today, thousands of demonstrators gathered at the National Mall in Washington, D.C. on Saturday while others protested in hundreds of other cities in at least 45 states. On Saturday, a group of local marchers gathered in downtown Viroqua to join the national action called March for Our Lives to show support and honor victims who have died of gun violence across the country, mostly dressed in black and carrying signs with slogans, some calling for an end to assault rifles, others simply stating, "Don't look away this time." The marchers gathered to hear stories and speeches, some sharing personal experience where loved ones were killed in mass shootings. Marchers at all the national gatherings were calling on Congress to once again push for stronger gun control laws, weeks after mass shootings in New York and Texas, where in each instance the gunman purchased AR-style rifles legally. In response to the national outcry, Congress has been working towards some form of legislation. The House voted late on Friday with enough Republican support to finalize a deal that would create red flag laws, increase the minimum age to buy a semi-automatic gun, and ban high-capacity magazines. Wisconsin's delegation voted along party lines as part of the 223-204 final tally. The package, which would also create requirements for safe gun storage and criminal penalties for those who violate the storage laws. On Sunday, the Senate also voted in favor of a package of proposals with a limited number of law changes in a bipartisan bill that President Joe Biden said would, quote, be the most significant gun safety legislation to pass Congress in decades. The president urged both chambers of Congress to finish the package quickly. The emerging package is anchored around extra scrutiny for gun buyers under the age of 21, grants to states to implement so-called red flag laws, and new spending on mental health treatment and school security. Some information for this report came from WisPolitics and Politico. And in a follow-up to a story we reported on last week, from WPR, the Wisconsin Elections Commission voted unanimously Friday to reject a challenge that sought to keep Republican Tim Michels' name off the ballot for governor. The 6-0 vote was noteworthy from a commission split 3-3 between Republicans and Democrats, but the decision could still be appealed in court. Democrats asked commissioners to strike 3,516 of Michels' nominating signatures because they were collected on petitions that failed to list both his voting and his mailing address. But in the end, that argument did not sway any commissioner who said the error was not enough to keep Michels from the ballot. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.